ACC Media Days coverage on ESPN 105.1 The Zone is made possible by Ruby Falls and Ruby Falls Zipstream Aerial Adventure. Now, back to Radio Row for more of Press Row.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone as we broadcast this week from SEC Media Days down here in Hoover, Alabama. We're joined now by Tennessee defensive back Cam Sutton. Cam, thank you so much for joining us today. I guess ever since walking off the field against Northwestern after that beatdown, you guys have had to answer your share of expectations questions, haven't you?
Yes, sir, we have. We had our fair share so far, but really can't concern ourselves with that. You know, obviously we have our expectations internally and what we want to do this year. We just got to put those things into effect.
I would imagine with the way last season ended, and especially the job y'all did against Northwestern, y'all were ready to keep going, weren't you?
Yes, sir, definitely. You know, obviously we don't ever want the season to end, but it has a stopping point. But that's what we had all season for, you know, recuperate, you know, get back together. Still keep those same values and expectations that we have, but never be satisfied with what we did in the past. Always striving for more.
I think it's interesting when you look at Butch Jones, and this is a compliment. He could have brought a lot of players, and he brought you, he brought Jalen, he brought Josh. When you think about the day he got there in the brick by brick, I mean, you guys are certainly three really large bricks to that foundation. Does it feel that way?
Yes, sir, it definitely does. You know, pretty much the starting point, you know, we were their first class coming in that they were really recruited, and just to see where we come, you know, over the years, and we're in the point that we're at right now in the program. It's an amazing journey that we've had, you know, from adversity hitting us early, you know, to all the expectations and all the things around us right now. It's a blessing, and obviously something that we want to keep going.
Do you have an early memory of when y'all were all together, of what it, something like y'all may never forget together?
Oh, yeah. Our first year, we went 5-7. Tough year for us. A lot of adversity hit us that year, and we played Kentucky that Saturday. We won that game. We were all excited or whatever, and we had workouts that Monday, and it was like a full summer workout, and I'm like, heavy squad day. We're running. You know, we're getting after it, and it was just probably one of our worst workout days we ever had as far as, like, the intensity, and because we knew that, you know, we were a better football team, and we had to watch all the bowl games, and that was just a point that we never want to see again, and something that we obviously want to change the following years to come.
You're listening to Tennessee defensive back Cam Sutton here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Cam, you referenced some of the guys you came in with the recruiting class and how that was kind of the starting point. Was last year's Georgia game kind of the turning point where the confidence matched up what the belief was?
Yes, sir, I think so. You know, we obviously know what we're capable of. You know, we obviously know, obviously because we're the team, you know, what we do as a team. We're with each other each and every day, whether it's for or later or just outside of football. We're obviously a confident group. Our coaches are confident in us, and we're confident in our coaches. We just have to put those things, you know, into effect out there on the field.
I got to ask. I know it's not real good radio, but that is some serious hardware, my man.
I appreciate it. You know, just what comes with, you know, hard work at the end of the year. Obviously, we want more, and we want bigger ones, so.
When we're talking about the ring on his right hand that is about the size of my face. So how has the progression from really, because I think on Thursday y'all are going to be the favorite in the East. How is the progression from being the hunter to being the hunted?
Really, that's just what comes with, you know, college football. You know, that's as simple as you could put it. Some teams you might be hot this year, you know, and might have a down year or so, and then it might be vice versa. And we've seen the good, bad, and the ugly, you know, especially speaking from my class and myself, coming in, you know, 5-7 right off the bat. That's obviously something that you don't want to start with or have to go through, but it happens, you know, and we learn from it. We gain a lot of experience from it, and we've carried that, you know, with us for the past couple of years. And we've been successful. And like I said earlier, we obviously don't want to, you know, dwell on the past, but let that boost us and push us forward, you know, because we know what we're capable of, like I said, and we just got to go out and showcase each and every Saturday.
You're listening to Cam Sutton of the University of Tennessee here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Cam, when you're walking across campus, I know you guys have had to temper the expectations, but when a student or a fan runs up to you and says, Cam, I just saw a magazine that has you guys sixth or seventh in the country, how do you handle the students and the fans that come up to you this time of year?
It's always a blessing. You know, just interacting with the fans and the students is always great. As far as the expectations, you know, we listen to them. Obviously, we hear them. You know, that's just what's going to come, you know, obviously because of our great fan base and, you know, the people in the community that we have around us and supporting us. But at the end of the day, it's all about what happens inside the team, you know, how close we come together, you know, throughout the year is definitely what's going to push us through the year.
All right, last question. I know you're a veteran team this year, more so than you've ever been. Give the fans in Chattanooga a couple of players who you think may be under the radar right now that could have big years for the Vols.
Well, you know, I get that question a lot. And really all of them, just their work ethic, you know, their mentality that they've had all summer, all spring with the early enrollee guys, you know, it's amazing to see. And a lot of them remind me of myself coming in, you know, just their hunger to work, you know, always want to be around football, always want to talk ball, you know, always want to watch film, always want to get extra work in. And I'm excited to see all of them play this year, as well as the rest of my teammates.
Great. Cam Sutton, thank you so much for joining us here. You've been listening to Press Row, and Cam Sutton of the Tennessee Volunteers back with more as we broadcast this week from SEC Media Days in the Birmingham suburb of Hoover, Alabama. Back with more here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.